The first Pentecost took place during the ancient Jewish pilgrimage festival, the Festival of Weeks, or Shavuot. And it was celebrated 50 days after the Passover. For the ancient Israelites, this festival was an intentionally inclusive harvest celebration. All members of the household, immigrants, women, children, servants, all were to be included in this festival. And over time, it became a celebration of Moses receiving the Torah, the law, at Mount Sinai. And the giving of the Torah was a remarkable gift of grace from God, giving his people a guide for remaining in right relationship with him, with each other, with all of creation. So it's fitting that we celebrate Pentecost on this day. The gift that was celebrated during Shavuot, the law, was perfected in and through Jesus. And when Jesus returned to heaven, God gave us a different guide for remaining in right relationship with him and with each other and with all of creation, the Holy Spirit. In last week's text in Galatians 3, Paul referred to the law as a guardian, guiding and keeping us safe until we reached adulthood through faith in Christ. And in the first part of this chapter of Galatians, Paul is contrasting children and adults. So a child may be an heir, that's true, they can inherit, but until that child comes of age, the inheritance might as well belong to someone else. Guardians and trustees are responsible both for the inheritance and the heir. And the heir has very little to say in how their inheritance or their life is managed. Now, trustees may care very much for the child who is in their trust. And they may have the very best intentions, but they're not parents. And children may know and trust their guardians, but that still doesn't mean they have any control over their inheritance. So Paul writes that before Christ, we were like those children. Our inheritance was beyond our reach. We were slaves to the law, needing to follow it exactly to be right with God. And the problem was, no one could. Now, though, Jesus has redeemed us, has fulfilled the law so that we can be adopted. We are full sons and daughters of God. What does that mean, to be an adopted child? Many of us have personal experiences or know others who have walked the road of adoption. I watched my aunt and uncle walk that road twice. And adoption is a very special way to enter a home, and it's not always an easy path. There's a lot of waiting, countless interviews, leads that turn into dead ends, and great expenses until a child is placed in a new home with a new family. Adoption doesn't just happen. It is a loving, intentional act filled with grace. And once a child is adopted, that child enjoys all of the same rights and privileges as any other child in the family. They're no less a member of the family than those who enter it by being born into it. Some of you know that I'm a big fan of Broadway musicals, particularly some of the classic ones. And in the musical Annie, one of my very favorite scenes is when Annie, who's an orphan living in the worst of orphanages, first arrives at the home of the wealthy Oliver Warbucks, who she eventually knows as Daddy Warbucks. And as the staff greets her, they ask, "What would you like to do first?" Annie looks around at this huge mansion, and she thinks really carefully before saying, "The windows, and then the floors, so if I drip." And the staff quickly help her understand that she's not there as a servant. she bursts into song. I think I'm going to like it here. When I think about the wonder of God's adoption of us and the gift of the Spirit that now allows us to call God Daddy, I feel a little like Annie. It doesn't seem right that we would, like Jesus, be called sons and daughters of God rather than being asked to scrub the floors of heaven. And yet, that's the promise given to us. Because Jesus has redeemed us, has paid the cost of our adoption through his birth, life, death, and resurrection, we are now part of God's family. We're assured of this because of the gift of the Holy Spirit, whose coming we celebrate today. Because of the Spirit, we can have such a close relationship with God that we call him Abba, or Daddy, as children who are confident of their Father's love for them. The miracle of tongues of fire, gushing wind, and languages of all sorts being spoken was an astounding beginning to the church. And this text from Galatians reminds us of something equally miraculous. The Holy Spirit didn't show up only on that one day when the early church was gathered in a room waiting. The Spirit arrives again and again and again. For the churches in Galatia and for us today, the miracle of the Spirit is to make us family, heirs of God, to be loved enough to be made family is a sacred gift. Our experiences with our earthly families are each different, and all are complicated in their own ways. God sent the Son so that we might be adopted into God's family, and God sent the Spirit into our hearts to give us a new language through which we can understand our relationship to God and to each other. Another gift of the Spirit is that as God's children, we have a lot of siblings. At baptisms, I love the moment when I encourage the newest members of our family of faith to look out at the congregation, at their huge new family. Our relationships with other people at church are a crucial part of our experience of church. Like adoption, we're made family by choice, by coming together from our different origins to be church family together. Time spent together in worship, packing lunches for Keystone, and prayer and Bible study, around tables in the fellowship hall when we can do that again, serving our community at food banks and shelters for those experiencing the homeless, gathering electronically when we can't make it in person. All these things make us like the Acts story. When we gather together so the Holy Spirit can flow through and bring us the understanding that can help us remember that God has made us family for each other. Danielle Schroyer writes, "Without Pentecost, we would just be people who tell Jesus' story. With Pentecost, we're people who live into Jesus' story." On this Pentecost Sunday, I give thanks for the church, and for this church in particular, and pray that we will be exactly what God has called us to be, a family, a dynamic community of people who live into Jesus' story, empowered by the Holy Spirit, to carry out God's mission of healing and liberation and joy for the sake of the world. I want everyone to be able to say, "I think I'm gonna like it here." May it be so. Amen.